Don't stop the music.
Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with the funk master himself, Pat Fulgoni of Cava Cava. Hi.
How can I answer anything after that introduction?
I wanted to know, where did the name Cava Cava come from?
It means quite a few things. It's a member of the pepper family, apparently, and in the Czech Republic and quite a lot of places in Eastern Europe, it means coffee. Just sounded like a good name, really.
Yeah.
We didn't put too much thought into it, actually. And sometimes you look back and go, why? Why did we call ourselves that stupid hippie name, you know? But it's done us all right, you know. Too late to change the name now.
Yeah. How many people are in your band?
There's three core members. That's myself, Matt Bond on guitar, and Jason Riley on bass and electronics. And we've got a floating brass section. Currently, that's Ian Bailey on saxophone and Joe Greenfield on saxophone. And we've also got Matt Longbottom on drums at present.
Cool.
So altogether six, if we're on full power.
Mm-hmm. This year, I was reading that you've played quite a few festivals. You were at South by Southwest, Glastonbury, the Beijing MIDI Festival. What do you have any good stories, or what are some of your favorite festival things that go down?
Wow, yeah, no, I mean it's all good, really. We've always played as many festivals as we can. When we started out, we were very much a festival outfit, and particularly in Eastern Europe, where we used to do these mad tours in the Czech Republic and Hungary and Slovakia, and do as many festivals as we could. But this year, going to China was particularly exciting, I guess, because not so many bands get that opportunity.
Yeah, what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. I'm informed that it's the largest outdoor event of a rock nature. It's called the Beijing MIDI Festival. It was a bit of an eye-opener because we're kind of self-managed. I do a lot of the admin tasks as well as sing, and I had to kind of negotiate getting the lyrics approved and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was quite hard work. I couldn't quite believe it when we actually managed to get there, and we did the Beijing MIDI Festival. It was absolutely colossal, and we went down really well. And we managed to do some gigs in Shanghai as well.
Wow.
So that was all rather exciting. And, of course, our first US gigs were amazing. We'd never been to the States before as a band. And we did a couple of gigs at South by Southwest, and that was a real eye-opener as well. And we really do hope to be back in the States as soon as we can, really.
Yeah, I hope so. Back to China, what kind of lyrics did they not want you to sing?
He's quite vague. I mean, I've been out to Beijing before. I don't know if you know this. I run the record label Chocolate Fire Guard as well. And I've been representing a couple of artists, along with Cava Cava, and I was lucky enough to go out there 2 years previously on a British music industry visit. And I'm quite confused by that, because I know that Cyndi Lauper, I Drove All Night, is banned in China. So I guess it's, if anything's kind of too political or too sexy, perhaps that's not going to... That's not going to be approved, but, you know, there wasn't any problems with our lyrics.
Oh, good.
Which is a relief.
That's good. You're G-rated.
Yeah, no, I mean, every territory, is, comes with a load of different tasks, you know.
Mm-hmm. You've also had some of your songs featured on Weeds and John from Cincinnati. I know there's tons of bands that would love to get their songs on cool shows like that. How'd you go about that, especially being in the UK?
Wow, yeah, well, I mean, it's a bit of a hard graft, really. I said that it was the first time that the Carvers had been in the States. I've been there a few times before, and I've met up with some music supervisors and people that work in film and TV, and did the hard sell, really. Comes down to networking. If you feel that your music has a certain cinematic quality, then go for it, really. We've had a lot of love for being in shows like Weeds and John from Cincinnati. People have been reaching out to us because of those placements. It's quite good for independent artists because, you know, what we do, we put music out and it's always on a shoestring. There's never a budget for PR. It's always really frustrating. But getting something in a film or a TV slot really does help get the message out there.
Do you get those shows in the UK?
Yeah, we got Weeds. We're hoping to get John from Cincinnati. I know that unfortunately it's not been taken up for a second series.
Yeah, I heard that.
Fact, there's a savejfc.net website if people are passionate about the series, and what I've seen of it, it's certainly very, very good. Hopefully that won't stop the first series coming over to the UK, but we do get these kind of 6 months to a year down the line, unfortunately.
Well, we like to like spin off all your shows too over here, you know.
Yeah, I know. You remake them, don't you? You
Yeah.
remade The Office. Have you seen the original?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And I think American Idol or something like that was over there, and
Wow, yeah, no comment on that one.
yeah. You mentioned your record label. What bands are on that?
I'm working with a really talented French hip hop band at present called Lacedile.
Cool.
And the exciting news there is that they've just been licensed to a Japanese label, so I'm really happy about that. Hopefully, it'll mean that they can go out and do some shows
Yeah.
in Tokyo, and maybe I can be a roadie or something. A couple of other bands on the label. I put out the first album by the Bluefoot Project. Also, Practical Heads, Mary Jane, and a couple of compilations as well.
Cool. So you just manage it, or do you have a recording studio?
Carvers, we record ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't describe it as a recording studio. But you know, I mean, I think each of these projects has been recorded somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
Mary Jane's EP was recorded over in Prague with Geordie Walker from Killing Joke. That was quite exciting.
Wow. Did you get to go there too?
Yeah, oh yes, I drank quite a lot of beer.
What bands would you like to play with or tour around with from the
Wow,
UK or America?
that's a big question. We had some feedback from somebody on the internet saying that our track was being played before the Queens of the Stone Age were on stage.
Wow.
If that's the case, thanks very much. Obviously, they said it was for the West Coast tour. I mean, obviously, we don't know if this is true or not, but I mean, we'd love to support them, definitely. Also, Primal Scream, that'll be a fantastic slot for us. There's lots of bands, you know, that we'd like to support. In the past, we've supported some pretty cool people. We once supported Gil Scott-Heron, actually, over in Leeds. That was amazing, absolutely amazing.
So it sounds like you're always traveling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll do other projects as well, but, you know, I try and get as many gigs as possible. As I say, it's all self-managed, so if you've got any agents listening in, come on, give us a break.
Do you have any new music that's going to be released anytime soon?
Yeah, we're working on a couple new tunes. We've got about half an album written. So we'll hopefully do that kind of very early next year.
Well, great, Pat. Thank you so much. We're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our podcast with a pirate R or a pirate impression of some sort.
Oh, go on. Yeah, so what have I got to say?
Well, you can say R, or you can say a pirate joke, or whatever you want.
I could just say something like, shiver my timbers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Seems like you're down so much lately. And your whole world has gone so all the things you once relied on just wouldn't get you there no more.